We've had a question in from Claire and Andrew McCuskey, and they were wondering how flu actually infects our cells.
The answer actually is the way flu gets hold of cells, that on the surface of the virus particle, and each virus particle is tiny, about 1/10,000th of a millimetre across, if you could zoom in on the surface, you'd see that it had these spikes on the surface of the virus particle. And those spikes are a structure called hemagglutinin. And hemagglutinin is a tiny protein which is like a molecular grappling hook. It's viral Velcro, if you like, to mix up metaphors. It gets hold of something called sialic acid, which is a chemical on the surface of the cells that line our nose and throat, and this enables the virus to grab hold of those cells, pull itself in very close, and then, because of that interaction, this makes the cell think it's something it has to take inside the cell. So the cell then does something called receptor-mediated endocytosis, which basically means it pulls the virus inside the cell, and the virus then releases its genetic material and it makes the cell productively infected. It's a bit like a Trojan horse, actually, because the Trojan horse was this juicy titbit sitting outside the gates of Troy, and the guys inside the city thought, wow, that looks fantastic, we'll pull that inside because it looks good, and it goes inside the city, and then, of course, lurking inside are all these people who are then going to wreak havoc inside the city. And that's basically what a flu virus does. It hijacks the cell, turns it into a virus factory, and then infects all the cells around it and all the people around you.
Watch out for the Trojan horses. We also heard from Martin, and he wants to know why flu is more prevalent in winter.
Well, we think flu spreads better in winter because of human behaviour, because it does this reproducibly in every country in the world in which it's wintertime. So it comes in wintertime much more commonly. It doesn't mean it goes away completely in summer, but it comes much more commonly in winter. We think that's because it spreads better in winter because of what humans do. We go indoors more in winter, so there's more people together indoors with the windows closed. Also, it's less light and less bright, and ultraviolet radiation and sunlight dries out the virus and kills it, so it doesn't have so much of that around in winter, so it finds it easier to persist on surfaces and in coughs and sneezes, so it hangs around for longer, and as a result you have a higher chance basically of passing it on. So that's what we think goes on. And then the big determinant, the disproportionate determinant, is the school year, and the long summer school holiday powerfully knocks flu on the head, because kids account for the vast and disproportionately large amount of spread of these viruses, because they're virus factories. They all get it, they spread it amongst themselves, and they all get highly infectious. And then what they do is they go home and give it to their parents, and the parents then carry the infection to all of the other bits of the social strata through the workplace.
Kids as virus factories, isn't that wonderful? Well,